The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus spoke to the crowds about the kingdom of God, and he healed those who needed to be cured. As the day was drawing to a close, the 12 approached him and said, "Dismiss the crowds so that they can go to the surrounding villages and farms and find lodging and provisions, for we are in a deserted place here." Jesus said to them, "Give them some food yourselves." They replied, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have, unless we go ourselves and buy food for all these people." Now the men there numbered about 5,000. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of 50. They did so and made them all sit down. Then taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, Jesus said the blessing over them, broke them, and gave them to the disciples to set before the crowd. They all ate and were satisfied. And when the leftover fragments were picked up, they filled 12 wicker baskets." The Gospel of the Lord. Do we realize what a daring thing we are doing here this morning? Here we are, South Pasadena, on this little blue marble in space that we call planet Earth. And we're claiming to have a special relationship with this God who hurled into space all of those galaxies and constellations and nebulae and black holes and maybe other universes more than our own. Can little you and I claim to have a special relationship with this great Creator God? Is that daring beyond all words? Well, maybe, but let's look at how we got here, where we are today. You and I have inherited some old stories from a book that we call the Bible, and in particular, some Hebrew stories that tell about a man long ago named Abraham. The story says that God chose him from among all the other inhabitants on the earth and made an agreement with him, an agreement that we call a covenant, that he would become the father of a special people through his son Isaac. He would be their God. They would be his people. One day, this Abraham met an old priest named Melchizedek, who helped him thank God for winning a special blessing and offered to God a sacrifice of bread and wine. Our first reading recalled that. And you may recall that we recall this in our first Eucharistic prayer when we say, "Please look upon these offerings and accept them as once you were pleased to accept the offering of your high priest Melchizedek." That happened perhaps over 4,500 years ago. Now go back about 3,500 years ago, when the descendants of Abraham, then called Hebrews, a word that apparently was attached to Abraham, meaning the one who crossed the river or the one who came into the land. And these Hebrews were enslaved by the Egyptians. And God called Moses to lead them out of slavery as he remembered that covenant that God had made with Abraham. On the night before their exodus, God told Moses that the people should prepare a special meal of a young lamb and unleavened bread, and then mark the doorposts with the blood of that lamb so that the angel of death would pass over those doorposts and strike the firstborn of the Egyptians. That was the blood of this old covenant on those doors. And the Jewish people still celebrate that Exodus every year at Passover with a meal called the Seder. During that Exodus, after Moses had received the Ten Commandments and the people agreed to follow them, Moses sacrificed many animals to God. And then Moses sprinkled the blood of those animals upon the people and said, "This is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you." Now, fast forward back 2,000 years, when Jesus sat down with his disciples to celebrate that Passover and to celebrate that meal and remember that Exodus. But toward the end of that meal, Jesus told them, his apostles, that he would replace the Seder of bread and wine and lamb, and even replace that covenant with one of his own, as well as a new Exodus when he would pass over from death to life. He took some bread and told them, "This is my body, which will be given up for you." And then he took a cup of wine and said, "This is my blood, the blood of the new covenant, the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for everyone." After he had given himself to them to eat and drink, and knowing that that sacrifice would be completed the next day by his own death on the cross, he told his disciples and us, "Do this in memory of me." That's what we're doing here today. After all those centuries and history of sacrifices, we do this in memory of him. And that is why little old you and I on this old home we call planet Earth could look up at this great God of the ages and this God of the universe and say, "Remember your covenant with us, that new covenant made by Jesus to replace that old covenant given to Moses and given to Abraham and renewed by Moses, that covenant by which you will be our God and we will be your people." And with the confidence of faith, we can say, that's not so daring after all. Come then, mindful of all the centuries of history that have gone before us, let's do this in memory of him, knowing that for us humble earthlings, there's no way for us to get closer to God, no way to have God come into our very hearts than this sacrament we are now celebrating. Amen.